안녕하세요. Hello. So welcome back to episode 3 of Learn Korean and Korean Culture. So today we learn about the legend of Queen Seondeok and her odorless flowers. Why? Well, she's pretty famous in Korea because she was actually the first queen in Korean history. And not only that, she was actually really famous for being incredibly wise and also really generous. So she's definitely someone worth dedicating a whole episode to, in my opinion. So last episode, we talked about the Hwarang, who are the flower knights during the Samguk-shidae. And a quick reminder that the Samguk-shidae is a three kingdoms period from 57 BC to 668 AD, when three kingdoms, Goguryeo, Baekje, and Silla, ruled the Korean peninsula. So Queen Seondeok, who we'll be talking about today, is also a figure from this same Three Kingdoms period. So today, let's take a deep dive into what makes Queen Seondeok so great and about the Three Kingdoms period that she lived in. So remember to refer to the vocabulary page if you want to see pictures and also vocabulary words. All right, let's get started. Seondeok 여왕은 632년에 즉위했어요. So 여왕 means queen in Korean. So 선덕 여왕 means Queen Seondeok. 즉위하다 means to take the throne. So 선덕 여왕 took the throne in the year 632. 선덕 여왕은 진평왕의 딸이며 그가 아들 없이 죽은 후 여왕이 됐습니다. So 선덕 여왕 was a daughter or 딸 of 진평왕. And 진평왕 was the previous king of the Silla kingdom, which was one of the three kingdoms that ruled the Korean peninsula in this time period. 그가 아들 없이 죽은 후. So after 진평왕 died without an 아들 or a son in English, 선덕 여왕 became the queen. And normally, the eldest son would become the king, but because he didn't have a son, 선덕 여왕 became the queen even though she was a woman. 신라의 제27대 왕, 그리고 동아시아의 두 번째 여왕이 되었습니다. So, 제27대 means the 27th, and 왕 means king or ruler. So, 선덕 여왕 was the 27th ruler of the Silla kingdom. But not only that, she was the second ever female sovereign in East Asia, which is 동아시아 in Korean. Now, let's hear about the famous story of the odorless flowers. 한국에서는 유명한 전설 이야기예요. So 유명한 comes from 유명하다, which means to be famous. 전설 means legend and 이야기 is story. So this is a pretty famous legend or story in Korea. So the story goes, 당태종은 빨강, 자주, 하얀색의 모란 그림과 그 씨앗을 선물로 보냈어요. So let's break this sentence down. 당태종 was a ruler of 당나라, which is a nation in modern-day China. And 빨강 is red, 자주 is purple, and 하얀색 is white. And 모란 그림. So 모란, the first part of this phrase, is Chinese 모란, which is like a type of flower. And 그림 means painting or drawing. So 모란 그림 is like a painting of a Chinese 모란 flowers. 그 씨앗 is like its seed. So in this sentence, this refers to the seeds of the Chinese 모란 flowers. So 선물로 보냈어요. 선물 is present and 보내다 is to send. So basically, the ruler of a foreign country, a country that's located in modern-day China, gifted 선덕 여왕 a painting of red, purple, and white Chinese 모란 flowers, along with the seeds of those flowers. 선덕 여왕은 선물을 보고 이 꽃은 향기가 없을 거라고 말했어요. So 선덕 여왕, she got the present, she saw the 선물, the present, and then she said, 이 꽃은 향기가 없을 거다. So 꽃 means flower and 향기 is fragrance, and 없다 is to not exist. So she predicted that these flowers that were born from the seeds that she was gifted wouldn't have any sort of fragrance or smell. And, you know, usually flowers have kind of like a pleasant smell when you sniff at them. So this was a little strange.
하지만 씨앗을 심어보니 정말 그랬습니다.
So recall that 씨앗 means seeds. So 씨앗을 심다 means to plant the seeds. And 정말 그랬습니다 means like it was really that way. So in the sentence, it basically means that when they actually planted those Chinese moon and flower seeds, there actually was no scent to the flowers and they were actually odorless, just as Queen Sandok predicted.
어떻게 알았을까요?
How does she know? Well, she says that
꽃 그림에 나비가 없었다.
So 꽃 그림 is flower painting and 나비 is butterfly. So she noticed that there were no butterflies in the painting of the Chinese moon and flowers, even though there probably should be if they had a nice odor or a smell and the butterflies would be attracted to that. Then she said,
이는 배우자 없는 나를 희롱한 것이다.
So 이 here refers to the foreign king that gifted her this painting and seeds. And 배우자 없는 나 is basically like me without a husband. Because 배우자 means spouse and 희롱하다 is to mock. So basically this foreign king was mocking this 헌덕 여왕 for being a queen without a husband or a king, just like the flowers in the painting without butterflies. And so as you can see, 헌덕 여왕 was really smart and wise, and she has a lot of other accomplishments as the queen of 신라. So for example,
헌덕 여왕은 첨성대를 지은 것으로 유명해요. 첨성대는 신라 시대의 천문대예요.
So 천문대 is astronomical observatory. So this is where you would go up. It's usually pretty high so that you can go observe the sky and the stars, and it would be used for astronomical research. And this 첨성대 was one of those, an astronomical observatory, and it was built in the Silla period by 선덕여왕, by this queen. And you know something that's really cool about the observatory is that it's actually the oldest surviving astronomical observatory in Asia and likely in the entire world as well.
아주 오래오래된 천문대이죠. 633년에 세워졌어요.
So it's a really, really old astronomical observatory. It was actually built in the year of 633. So it's been over 1,300 years since this was built, a really long time. And you can still see and visit this 첨성대 if you go to Korea. So it's still in really great condition. And a lot of people come to see this famous old observatory when they visit. But not only that, 선덕여왕 was also famous for being a really generous ruler who really cared about her people.
1년 동안 농민들에게서 세금을 안 받았어요.
So 1년 is 1 year, and 농민 is farmers. 세금 is tax, and 안 받다 is to not receive. So 선덕여왕 did not receive, or she didn't collect taxes from farmers for a whole year. And of course, the farmers love this, because who doesn't like paying less taxes, right?
다른 평민들에게는 세금을 1년 동안 덜 받았고요.
So 평민 is common people. So, you know, those are people who aren't nobility or royalty. And those people also got reduced taxes. And of course, everyone likes paying less taxes. So she became super popular among the people. But Queen Sandok wasn't as popular among the male aristocracy and other male rulers. She wasn't accepted as queen by foreign rulers and many other aristocrats because they thought that women shouldn't be ruling the country. But regardless of their opinions, she was a very fair and generous and wise ruler, and she definitely cared about her subjects, which we can tell as she cut taxes for them, and she also worked pretty hard to be acknowledged by the misogynistic men around her. And these stories that I've just told you are actual events that happened in Korean history according to 삼국사기.
삼국사기는 삼국시대 사회예요.
So 삼국사기 is the historical record of the three kingdoms of Korea, which I mentioned were Goguryeo, Baekje, and Silla. And the last one, Silla, is the one that Queen Sandok is ruling. But anyways, since 선덕여왕 was the queen of Silla, one of these three kingdoms, her reign as queen is recorded in the 삼국사기.
하지만
삼국사기는 다른 중요한 역사도 담고 있어요. But Samguksagi also contains other important history about the Three Kingdoms other than just Queen Sandeok, Sandeok Yeowang's story, 고구려, 신라와 백제왕 등등. So this includes like the other kings and other royalty of 고구려, 신라, and 백제, not counting Queen Sandeok. So that's pretty much it for this episode, and I hope you enjoyed learning about Sandeok Yeowang. She's an inspirational figure for everybody, but especially women and girls in Korea. She encountered sexism in the society of the Silla Kingdom, and also sexism from other foreign rulers who refused to acknowledge her as queen. 하지만 그것을 다 극복하고 대단한 여왕이 됐어요. But she overcame all that and ruled as an amazing queen who is very frequently talked about in Korean history today and in classrooms today in Korea, and is honestly a pretty legendary figure in Korean history. So I'll see you all next week with another episode, and this next episode will be moving on from the Samguk-shide, or the Three Kingdoms period, and will instead focus more on the next two major time periods in Korean history, Goryeo and Joseon. So make sure to leave any suggestion for future topics that I can cover after this season in the episode suggestion form, which is linked in the description. 그럼 다음 주에 만납시다. Then I will see you all next week. 감사합니다. Thank you.